We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Noble viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intersat 10K U-band and Intersat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intersat 10C band, AVS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Center and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intersat 805.
In addition, Supreme Mesa Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh Verong, Channel 40 on CSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Ita Blessimong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Channel 38 on Cableva TV. In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. En localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. En Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón, in localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A.
in Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company, and in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an American study demonstrates how thoughts can control images on a screen. In cultural news, Bali, Indonesia promotes harmony through a festive celebration. In sustainable energy news, global provider of technical support services assists OLAC of Vietnam in building eco-friendly structures. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 8, is Bodhi Day, called Rohatsu in the Japanese Zen tradition. It honors the attainment of inner awakening by Siddhartha Gautama in the 6th century BCE. Also known as Shakyamuni Buddha, or the Enlightened One, he was born as a prince in the kingdom of present-day Nepal. He left a life of privilege to devote himself to spiritual practice. While sitting under a Bodhi tree in deep meditation, Siddhartha reached self-realization. This auspicious holiday is commemorated as a day of remembrance and meditation on the life and wise teachings of the revered Lord Buddha. May all of our Buddhist brethren have an illuminated Bodhi Day with abundant blessings.
Flying news. Devastating rains continue in Colombia and Venezuela. Record periods of prolonged precipitation caused further flooding and landslides in the two neighboring Latin American nations. As of Monday, December 6, 20 more fatalities were confirmed after a landslide buried 10 three-story homes in Colombia's Antioquia province on Sunday, as rescuers, assisted by some 300 neighborhood volunteers, searched for more than 100 people still missing.
Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos cancelled his trip to the UN Climate Change Conference in Mexico to help the nation cope with the calamities which have claimed at least 176 lives and injured 225 people, with 1.5 million others rendered homeless across the country in recent weeks. Meanwhile, in Venezuela, President Hugo Chavez continued to oversee relief operations as helicopters evacuated hundreds more residents from high-risk regions, including over 360 from the outskirts of capital city Caracas on Sunday. The rains there have claimed at least 34 lives and forced nearly 102,000 people to seek shelter at 710 shelters nationwide, with more than 2,700 doctors sent to prevent disease outbreak. President Chavez has authorized funding to accommodate some of the displaced in hotels, as well as sending 300 tons of humanitarian aid to the worst-hit state of Falcon. Both presidents noted that the extreme weather effects of climate change have aggravated these devastating conditions in their countries.
Upon hearing of these calamities, Supreme Master Jinghai had initially offered $20,000 for urgent aid to both Colombia and Venezuela, with a total amount of $40,000 able to acquire $171,000 in materials purchased in the United States based on the two countries' average cost of living. Conveying her deep condolences and prayers, she asked that our association members please go, if possible, to help the most vulnerable, saying that additional funds were available.
Our gratefulness, Your Excellencies in Colombia and Venezuela, and all emergency personnel for your caring efforts to ease the conditions of the storm-stricken, as we also thank Supreme Master Jinghai for her unconditional support. May such tragic circumstances be minimized as we strive to renew lives in harmony with nature.
Villagers flee forest fire in Lebanon. As blazes on Sunday, December 5th, threatened to spark out of control, residents of Fatri village, north of Beirut, were evacuated to safety. According to Lebanon's Civil Defense Ministry, some 120 forest fires ignited over the weekend, including 57 on Sunday. The largest were in the Ba'abda region, scorching at least 150,000 square meters of woodland, including trees over a century old, along with olive groves and pines.
Responding to a request for assistance, countries such as Jordan and Turkey sent planes to join Lebanese army helicopters working to extinguish the flames. The thankful arrival of rain on Monday helped douse the inferno, with most of the fires contained. Our appreciation, Lebanese and all other firefighters, for your courageous efforts to safeguard lives. With heaven's grace, may human and animal life be protected, as we pray that such destructive occurrences subside through our gentler stewardship of the earth.
Supreme Master Jinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Cambodia and Thailand restore relations of peace following four consecutive meetings with his Thai counterpart, Apisit Wey Chah Chi Wah, that began in September this year. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen reported that the two had agreed to resume normalized relations for the first time since 2008. The Prime Minister made the announcement on Monday, December the 6th, during a ceremony at the National Institute of Education, as he also affirmed plans to celebrate on December the 19th the two countries' 60 years of harmonious ties. "We rejoice in the resumed brotherhood between your nations. May Buddha bless this new start with ever more peaceful and mutually benefiting relations."
Greenest Heroes Gala in Cancun, Mexico. Amidst the key discussions taking place for the COP16 United Nations Climate Change Conference, a special event was held in Cancun on Sunday, December 5th. Hosted by the Mayor of Cancun, the Honorable Jaime Hernandez Zaragoza, and Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, the Greenest Heroes Gala celebrated champions of the environment in halting global warming through the vegan diet.
Broadcast live on Supreme Master Television, the event opened with warm greetings from the esteemed former Costa Rican President José María Figueres Olson, followed by a welcome speech from the Honorable Mayor of Cancun, Jaime Hernandez Zaragoza, and a keynote address by the 7th President of Ireland, Mary Robinson.
So thank you very much indeed, and enjoy the evening. Thank you.
Gracing the lively, meaningful celebration was special guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai, who had set aside her immensely busy schedule to travel personally to Mexico in support of the world leaders' efforts to stop climate change.
Together with Mayor Zaragoza of Cancun, Supreme Master Qinghai presented the Greenest Heroes distinction to 8 vegan and vegetarian laureates, ultra endurance athlete and attorney Rich Roll, leading communication coach Richard Green, best-selling author and speaker Dr. Will Tappel, 3-time Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Carrie Brown, soprano opera singer Kerry Walsh, accomplished film producer Julie Bergman-Sender, and the evening's 2 masters of ceremonies, multi-Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Lionel Friedberg and actress Mariana Tosca.
A wonderful array of star-studded musical performances began with Grammy and Oscar-winning composer David Shire accompanying soprano Lynn Winterstella, followed by others that included founding member of the legendary Beach Boys Al Jardine and Tony Award-winning vocalist Melba Moore singing to the music of 2-time Oscar-winning composer Al Kasha, all of whom presented songs inspired by Supreme Master Qinghai's poetry.
Also performing was acclaimed soprano Kerry Walsh, multi-platinum recording artist Taylor Dane, and award-winning Italian-Mexican singer Filippa Giordano, as well as beautifully attired traditional Mexican dancers and musicians, and vibrant international dancers performed by our association members.
During the gala, attendees celebrated the premiere of the book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer, a compilation of Supreme Master Qinghai's messages on the environment, giving a clear view of the causes of global warming and the roadmap to save the planet.
In addition, audience members enjoyed the debut of Birds of Paradise, a feature animation based on Supreme Master Qinghai's #1 international best-selling book, The Birds in My Life.
The shining highlight of the evening was an address from Supreme Master Qinghai, as she spoke about the preciousness of lives, as well as the act of saving them. In doing so, she also revealed certain spiritual information for the first time ever, which reaffirmed in a whole new light why the organic vegan diet is paramount to a happy future for all.
Well, you have been told already that animal raising is the #1 cause of all the illnesses and all the disasters in our world. So if we stop that, we'll be okay, yes. Then we have a beautiful planet still, and peace, and no disease, and rich, and no hunger, no war, nada más. We appreciate the government subsidies that goes into different sections of the society. But I think the most beneficial use of subsidies is to go to the organic vegan section. That will save life, yes. save not only animals' life but our lives. We should subsidize life, benevolence, love and compassion, not death, not war. We have to stop the war between humans and between humans and animals. We have only one planet. Please do save it. You have the power. I count on you. Ah, love you.
With our salute to their excellencies, former Costa Rican President José María Figueres Olsen, 7th Irish President Mary Robinson, and the Honourable Mayor of Cancun, Jaime Hernández Zaragoza, and all supportive dignitaries in attendance, we join in applauding the greenest heroes for being earth-saving role models. We also are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's uplifting message shared at the gala, as well as her invigorating presence in Cancun. May we all join hands in restoring the beauty and balance of our earth through the organic vegan solution.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full rebroadcast of the Greenest Heroes Gala at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
China and US seek new level of cooperative relations. Officials from the two main political parties in the United States met for a second time with top Chinese political officials for in-depth discussions on governance philosophies and practices, as well as bilateral relations and international issues. Wang Jiawei, visiting head of China's International Department of the CPC Central Committee, emphasized the shared concerns of the two leading nations going forward into the 21st century. Representing the Democratic Party, former U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, along with her Republican Party counterpart, former Assistant Secretary of State Richard Williamson, also highlighted the importance of the visit, with all parties agreeing on the benefit of future exchanges toward a goal of furthering China-U.S. political relations. Our sincere accolades, Your Excellencies, China and the United States, for your open communication and cooperative ideals. May your collaborative work together continue for a flourishing of friendship and shared prosperity between the people of both nations.
We are here to get prepared for our two heads of state meeting in London and to work.
Save our planet. Mexico's president and United Nations leaders urge for earth-protecting measures at Cancun conference.
In an address on Monday, December 6th, host nation Mexico's president Felipe Calderón spoke of the immediate actions needed to curb carbon footprints worldwide and ensure a safe future for our children.
The leader emphasized the foremost requirement that the highly potent methane emissions from animal agriculture and fertilizers be reduced, saying also that his country had made a mistake 30 years earlier by engaging in destructive deforestation. The president affirmed that such activities must stop now and that a special reforestation committee has been formed toward the goal of restoring the nation's vital trees. He also announced plans to increase fuel taxes toward a goal of eliminating fossil fuels, while reminding of the need for fellow citizens to implement eco-friendly practices in their daily lives, such as the elimination of 100-watt incandescent light bulbs. Meanwhile, President Calderón also acknowledged the historical suffering of women, saying that many cruelties of the world exist because not enough women have been involved in leadership roles. He thus expressed his support for more involvement of women in political positions.
50% increase in population.
Also during the conference on Tuesday, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon addressed global environment ministers and other high-level officials, urging them to continue their fullest courageous cooperation.
We need to have this political heat as long as we can say that we have a globally binding, comprehensive agreement. As long as we'll be able to say that we have done enough for our future generation. We have done enough to save this planet from this accelerating climate change phenomenon.
To achieve these ambitious goals, both United Nations Environment Programme's Executive Director, Akeem Steiner, and United Nations Development Programme Administrator, Helen Clark, emphasized the need for fundamental changes that restore the Earth.
When we talk about the green economy,
we are not talking about some abstract notion of the future. We are talking about something we are destroying right now, which is the natural capital of our economies. So the argument that access to energy and access to clean energy is somehow an impediment to development is about to be disproven.
We know that tackling deforestation can give us some of the quickest and simplest wins on mitigation and getting down greenhouse gas emissions. But to achieve that, we have to turn notions of development on their head, because development used to be about clearing forests.
A respectful salute, Your Excellencies, President Calderon, Secretary General Ban, Executive Director Steiner, and Administrator Clark, for your dedication to the protection of our planet.
May your conscientious example inspire many more leaders and citizens around the world to adopt green solutions, such as the earth-balancing plant-based lifestyle.
In a November 2009 video conference in Mexico, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered her support for such effective actions to alleviate climate change.
I have seen that your country's president, His Excellency Philip Calderon, and honorable magistrates, the mayors of different cities, representing the dedicated governments of Mexico, are striving to receive the best information for the wisest actions. I laud these heartening signs and wish that the time today can serve as another step in your confident strides forward to do what is right for your country and the world. The most important is to please choose to be vegan. It is an obligation if we want to save our only planet, if we want to save our children. And we cannot do it. And if you believe in miracles, we will also definitely have the miracle of a compassionate, heavenly-like vegan world.
Save our planet. The U.S. Geological Survey states that coastal wetland regions, which protect shorelines and infrastructure by absorbing energy from storms and hurricanes, could completely vanish by the end of the 21st century due to climate-related sea level rise.
Save Our Planet, the Sahara Solar Breeder Project, being developed jointly between Japan and Algeria, seeks to use the plentiful Sahara Desert sand to produce silicon, along with its abundant solar energy, to provide 50% of the world's electricity by 2050.
Save Our Planet. Indonesian ecologist and mangrove expert Professor Setjep Kusmana warns that most of the country's mangrove forests and their key ecosystems are in critical condition due to the ecological damage, as he calls for quick action to save them.
Save Our Planet. Polar bears are observed for the first time to be carrying cubs on their backs in Arctic waters, a change scientists believe is to spare the youngsters from exhaustion, as the bears are forced to swim longer distances due to Arctic melt.
Hi, I'm Oinky the Piglet, a dedicated vegan with a health tip to share about easing a cough. You can try setting up a vaporizer in your room. Breathing the moist air can soothe airways while loosening congestion in your throat, lungs, and sinuses. Adding a few drops of eucalyptus oil to some vaporizers can enhance the process. A big thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now, the weather around the globe.
Yeah.
In technology news, scientists demonstrate how thoughts can control images on a screen. Lead researcher Dr. Moran Cerf of the Department of Neurosurgery at the California Institute of Technology in the United States and colleagues conducted a study in which 12 patients had relevant neurons connected to a computer decoder. By thinking about one of the pictures that were shown to them, the patients were able to bring the connected picture into clearer focus 70% of the time. What an amazing discovery, Dr. Moran Cerf and colleagues. We look forward to more technological advances that help humans live happy and fulfilling lives.
In cultural news, Bali, Indonesia promotes harmony through a festive celebration. The Echo of Love and Peace 2010 was also held to create a gathering place for young people and encourage spiritual awakening among future generations. An annual event inaugurated in 2002, it was commemorated at the beautiful Bajra Sandi Monument in Denpasar. Thousands of people of different faiths, cultures and nationalities participated in a colorful procession through city streets. Our association members joined in singing Be Veg, Go Green to save the planet. Vibrant performances of Balinese and Indian traditional dancing entertained those who came. In attendance were the 12th Governor of Jakarta, His Excellency Sutioso, and the Governor of Bali Province, His Excellency Imade Mangkupastika.
Suasana damai tidak bisa begitu saja terjadi, tapi harus sesuatu yang kita usahakan bersama dan kita pelihara. Mudah-mudahan event ini bisa menjadi inspirasi dan motivasi bagi kita semua untuk terus menggemakan perdamaian dan mewujudkannya dalam kehidupan kita sehari-hari. Om Shanti, 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 Om.
His Excellency Pastika also encouraged the benevolent diet.
Be fake, go green to save the planet.
Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Imade Mangkupastika and Your Excellency Sutioso, for your support of a tranquil coexistence for all. Many thanks also participants of this wonderful occasion. May harmony increase throughout the world as humankind's loving nature flourishes. Up next on Noteworthy News, Olac or Vietnam is assisted in constructing green buildings. We'll go for a deep breathing and we'll be right back. More salutable news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, cordial news for a friendly world. In sustainable energy news, a global provider of management and technical support assists Olac of Vietnam in building eco-friendly structures. A memorandum of understanding was signed between AECOM and the Science, Technology and Environmental Department of the capital city to share information on green construction technologies. The agreement involves the deployment of sustainable engineering standards to reduce building energy consumption. Our thankfulness, AECOM, for your eco-help to Olac of Vietnam. With earth-loving endeavors like these, combined with a low-emission vegan diet, may we soon see a glorious future for our planet.
Please join us for an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Breatharian. It is told in English.
Breatharian. I'm a breatharian. I live on the breath. Hard of hearing. Yeah, me too. I'm a breatharian. I live on bread. Breatharian. No, no. I mean I live on prana. Hard of hearing. Yeah, that's me. I too love banana.
And now for our viewers' heartline on cooking with chef and author Miyoko Shinner, homemade vegan yogurt and cream topping on vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
I've always loved natural and vegan food. My mother has lactose intolerance, so this recipe is amazing. Thanks. Viewer from Brazil.
Amiable viewer, thank you for your enthusiastic note. The animal-free yogurt does look scrumptious. Have fun enjoying this and other plant-based delights. Bon vegan appetit with our love to you and the joyful people of Brazil.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May a generous spirit be your gift from heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
A visiting Venezuelan delegation participating in the China-Venezuela Senior Mixed Committee meets with Chinese Vice President Li Keqiang, with the two parties agreeing to boost bilateral cooperation.
Iraq's Ministry of Education sponsors the launch of mobile school Al Ruhal in the Kurdistan region's Sulaymaniyah, welcoming Roma community students from the ages of 6 to 45.
Polish President Bronislaw Komorowski welcomes members of the local Jewish community to the Belvedere Palace, where he lights symbolic menorah candles and gives presents to Jewish children to celebrate the holiday, Hanukkah.
Following Palestinian assistance in extinguishing a devastating Israeli fire, President Mahmoud Abbas phones Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to offer sympathies for the lives lost, as the Israeli leader suggests the nation's firefighters would be similarly made available to Palestinian neighbors.
South African peace activist Most Reverend Dr. Desmond Tutu and former Czech President Václav Havel join in an appeal to the Chinese government to release democracy activist Liu Xiaobo so that he may receive this year's Nobel Peace Prize in person.
Almost 300 volunteers travel on buses with 1,500 dogs from Ha Wenjin's no-kill animal rescue farm outside of Nanjing in East China to assist in their safe transfer to a new secluded home in Huyu Village.
Afghanistan is crowned with the Intercontinental Cricket Cup 2009-2010 after winning in a final game on the match's third day with Scotland.
Singaporean community groups promote friendship and intergenerational bonding through a 10-hour dance-a-thon for 10,000 seniors and their families, with awards given in areas like Most Creative Dance and Most Dynamic Seniors Team.
Scientists discover that a stream of light beams can support objects in a manner similar to the way that airfoils on a plane's wing assist in elevating the aircraft and keeping it aloft, a property they are hoping to develop for real-world applications.
Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health presents a banner to China's National Blindness Prevention Office as a gesture of thanks to the eye surgeons who took part in the brightness trip that restored eyesight to more than 300 patients in Zimbabwe in November.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.